Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print or visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. For any information or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. That phone number is 919-684-4444. People Get Ready, Pacific Ocean will be performed Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $22 and $15 for ages 30 and under and $10 for Duke students. And this is a general admission seating. A unique dance company, People Get Ready also plays kinetic, irrepressible rock music. Fusing music and dance, they envision a concert as a total artistic experience. Led by the breathtaking imagination of band leader Stephen Recker, People Get Ready creates an experience beyond hearing music in a club or viewing a dance, attracting the attention of David Byrne, Robert Wilson, and Miranda July. In Pacific Ocean, their exuberant and inventive live show, the stage dances along with the ensemble, a guitar plays itself, and the microphones become dance partners. Bob Boylan of NPR Music named Pacific Ocean his favorite concert of 2012 and declared that, quote, "No single show took my breath away the way this one did. Part rock concert, part performance art, part dance, all perfectly melded together." Can People Get Ready? Pacific Ocean is performed Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Kayan Kolar and the Ali Barama Fard will be performing Thursday, November 21st at 8 p.m. at the Nasher Museum Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $30, again $15, ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. And this is also general admission seating. Tehran native Kayan Kolar is a master of Persian musical traditions that stretch back thousands of years. These ancient forms combine classical precision with improvisation, and he seamlessly interweaves the two disciplines on his kamanche, a plaintive-voiced upright fiddle. While his mastery of that instrument originally brought him fame in this country as a founding member of Yo-Yo Ma's celebrated Silk Road Ensemble, he is also a sought-after soloist. Kala will perform in the intimate auditorium of Duke's National Museum in conjunction with Doris Duke's Shangri-La, an exhibition of the philanthropist's astounding collection of Islamic art. He will be accompanied by his countryman Ali Bahrami Fard on the santur, a Persian hammered dulcimer. Together, they make music that harkens back to ancient traditions while embracing our current times. Again, Kayan Kalhor will be performing Thursday, November 21st at 8 p.m. at the National Museum Auditorium. Eighth Blackbird will be performing Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $26 to $32. Ages 30 and under are $15. And again, $10 for Duke students. And this is a reserved seating performance. The Los Angeles Times hails 8th Blackbird as, quote, "a new breed of super musicians." The Chicago-based sextet combines striking virtuosity with disarming irreverence as they devote themselves to inspiring and performing today's master classical composers. 8th Blackbird's program presents selections of these contemporary new works in all their thrilling variety. They commissioned the visionary Australian composer Brett Dean to write what The Guardian called a, quote, "beautifully shaped and realized sextet." Yale-trained classical guitarist Bryce Dessner unites minimalist rhythms with American folk melodies, and Stephen Mackey's slide brought the group their third Grammy Award in early 2013. 8th Blackbird will be performing Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain will be performing Sunday, November 24th at 7 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $18 to $32. Again, ages 30 and under, $15 and $10 for Duke students. And this is a reserved seating performance. Not many orchestras feature 8 musicians all playing the same instrument, but the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain plays a range of music few orchestras dare to consider, from Tchaikovsky to David Bowie to Ennio Morricone's spaghetti western themes. And no other orchestras can match what the New York Times calls their sheer fun and outright daffiness tied to first-rate musicality and comic timing. The group began as a lark more than 25 years ago, but has since grown into a phenomenon in concert halls and viral videos alike. They are part of a growing wave of popularity for their diminutive Hawaiian instruments, with members playing them in every imaginable size and register. And if 8 ukuleles are not quite enough, the audience is invited to bring their own and strum along to the grand finale. Again, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain will be performing Sunday, November 24th at 7 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. To purchase tickets or for more information about any of these performances, you can again call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. We have some upcoming performances at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number to purchase tickets or for more information about these performances, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, the Rattle Them Bones 20th Anniversary Tour, will be performed at the Carolina Theater Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $50. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's arrival onto the music scene. Since securing its legendary residency at the Derby nightclub in Los Angeles in its early years, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy has reminded the world that it's still cool to swing big band style. The band was co-founded by leader Scotty Morris and drummer Kurt Sodergren and made its debut in their hometown of Ventura, California in 1993. The group forged a massively successful fusion of classic American sounds from jazz, swing, Dixieland, and big band music, building a songbook of original dance tunes, proving them to be among the standout groups that launched the new swing era in the 1990s. Today, the high-energy 9-piece ensemble continues the party and takes things to the next level with its latest release, Rattle Them Bones. The album features such songs as Digga Digga Doo, The Chitters, and It Only Took a Kiss. The band's original hits through the years include You and Me and The Bottle Makes Three and Go Daddy-O, which were both featured in the 1996 indie film Swingers. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's albums include the platinum-selling Americana Deluxe and follow-ups This Beautiful Life, Save My Soul, and Everything You Want for Christmas. The group's core lineup has remained constant since 1985 and includes Morris on lead vocals and guitar, Sodergren on drums and percussion, Dirk Shoemaker, double bass and vocals, Andy Rowley, baritone, saxophone, and vocals, Glenn Marjeveka on trumpet, Carl Hunter on saxophones and clarinet, Joshua Levy on piano and arranger. Joining them on the road are Anthony Bonsera Jr. on lead, trumpet, and Alex Henderson on the trombone. Again, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will be at the Carolina Theater Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Craig Ferguson will also be at the Carolina Theater on Thursday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for this performance is $40 to $90. Craig Ferguson, the star of The Late Late Show, brings his witty and hilarious stand-up comedy to the Carolina Theater. Ferguson has become a huge success on the North American comedy circuit. He performs all over the country and has sold out Carnegie Hall and Radio City Music Hall. Additionally, Craig has 3 widely acclaimed stand-up comedy specials, A Wee Bit of Revolution, which premiered on Comedy Central and was released on home video in 2009, Does This Need to Be Said, which premiered on Epix in February 2011 and was released on home video in the fall of 2011, and I'm Here to Help, which premiered on Netflix in March of 2013. Comedian, writer, director Ferguson won his first Emmy nomination in 2006, as well as receiving the 2009 Peabody Award for Excellence in Broadcasting for his interview with the Archbishop Desmond Tutu. This performance does contain adult language. Again, Craig Ferguson will be performing Thursday, November 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Finally, at the Carolina Theater, Edwin McCain will be performing Saturday, November 30th. At 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance will start at $26. In a way, Edwin McCain began sowing the seeds of Mercy Bound, his 10th album and debut for 429 Records, 7 years ago. The songs compromising Mercy Bound are the fruits of an on-again, off-again collaboration with fellow singer-songwriter Maya Sharp that began in 2004 with their lovely duet, Say Anything. Since co-writing and tracking that song, McCain and Sharp have kept up their friendship and creative partnership. They decided to make Mercy Bound their first full album collaboration. And that collaboration has offered McCain, some 20 years into his career, a chance to try something new, not only with someone who's worked with everyone from Dixie Chicks to Art Garfunkel, but with someone who had an eerie habit of being able to get deep inside his head, he says with a laugh. As we were making this album, we wrote together exclusively on a bunch of the tracks, and then she threw me a few songs she wrote herself. A lot of the time, when you go from a female to a male voice, it doesn't really work. But for me, it was almost like she was watching me on closed-circuit TV. She would play a song, and it was like, quit watching me, you're freaking me out. Along the way, some of those songs, like Sober, changed entirely when performed by McCain. That was a song Maya wrote with Adrian Gonzalez after a conversation with a friend who had asked why she was being so grouchy. She said, "Sorry, I'm a little sober," which inspired the chorus of the song. For me, and for a lot of other people further down that road, that line took on a pretty powerful meaning. You can catch Edwin McCain again at the Carolina Theater, Saturday, November 30th at 8 p.m. For information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. We have some upcoming performances at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. The Durham Performing Arts Center is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number for more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-680-2787. A couple of things before I read about these upcoming performances at DPAC, that all guests will require a ticket for these performances regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seats without disturbing other guests. Most of the sales for all these performances are restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. There is still time to catch the last few performances of Ghost on November 15th through the 17th. Relive the iconic and magical moments from the Oscar-winning movie Ghost in a brand-new Broadway musical. Ghost the Musical breathes glorious new life into a timeless love story. The musical features an original pop score from multiple Grammy Award winners Dave Stewart, one half of the 80s pop duo Eurythmics, and Glenn Ballard, co-writer with Alanis Morissette on the multi-platinum album Jagged Little Pill, among many other notable credits and collaborations. The musical's tale of everlasting love is thrilling entertainment for audiences of all ages. Adapted from the hit film by the Academy Award-winning screenwriter Bruce Joel Rubin, Ghost the Musical follows Sam and Molly, a young couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after Sam's untimely death. Trapped between two worlds, Sam refuses to leave Molly when he learns that she's in grave danger. Desperate to communicate with her, he turns to a storefront psychic who helps him protect Molly and avenge his death. There is a content advisory for this performance. Parental guidance is suggested. The show contains material that parents may find unsuitable for younger children. You can catch Ghost Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m., Saturday, November 16th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and again on Sunday, November 17th, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Amos Lee with special guest Jessica Lee Mayfield will be at DPAC November 18th at 7:30 p.m. A quote from Entertainment Weekly says his soulful singing charms throughout. Amos Lee will perform at DPAC on Monday, November 18th with special guest Jessica Lee Mayfield in support of his forthcoming fifth studio album, Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. Lee is an American singer-songwriter whose musical style encompasses folk, rock, and soul. With his laid-back vocal delivery and acoustic songwriting, he draws inspiration from soul music, contemporary jazz, and 70s folk artists like James Taylor. Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song is the follow-up to his 2011 album Mission Bell, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and Billboard Rock Album charts and contained the number one A-triple radio hit Windows Are Rolled Down. The new studio album, a 12-song collection recorded in Nashville with Jay Joyce, is the first to feature Lee's longtime touring band, comprising of Freddie Berman, Zach Jankian, Andy Keenan, and Jaron Olveski. $1 from every ticket will be donated to Musicians on Call, a nonprofit organization that delivers live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients in hospitals to complement the recovery process for patients, families, and caregivers. Amos Lee, with special guest Jessica Lee Mayfield, will be performing at DPAC November 18th at 7:30 p.m. Ron White, A Little Unprofessional Tour. There'll be two shows at DPAC November 22nd, and the two shows, the times for those are 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Blue-collar comedy star and Comedy Central favorite, this performance is rated for mature audiences only. Comedian Ron Tater Salad White is best known for the cigar-smoking, scotch-drinking funny man from the blue-collar comedy phenomenon. White has always been a classic storyteller. His routines relay tales from his real life, ranging from growing up in a small town in Texas to joining the ranks of some of the most successful comedians in America. He is a certified platinum-selling artist, having sold over 10 million number one albums. White has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, and he consistently has been one of the 5 top-grossing comedians on tour. White's 3 Comedy Central stand-up specials are the 3 top-rated specials in that network's history. White has been featured in the major feature films like Horrible Bosses and Sex and the City 2, and has a principal role in Jane Mansfield's Car, written and directed by Billy Bob Thornton, which premiered at the Berlin Film Festival in February 2012. Ron White 100 Proof VIP Experience. This is a limited ticket availability, and this is for the 9:30 show only. The package includes premium seat ticket, autographed Ron White's newest DVD, A Little Unprofessional, Margot Ray's CD, Ron White's wife and top Billboard charting singer-songwriter, and 1-year fan club membership to the Rontourage fan club. Again, Ron White, A Little Unprofessional, will be performing at DPAC November 22nd, 2 shows, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And finally, at DPAC, November 24th, we have Straight No Chaser performing at 7 p.m. Acapella superstars Straight No Chaser will share their influence on their North American fall tour, making a stop at DPAC on November 24th. Their new album, Under the Influence, features partnerships with some of pop's all-time biggest stars, from Stevie Wonder to Phil Collins. Under the Influence sees the acclaimed a cappella group reimagining a selection of their all-time favorite songs alongside many of the superstar artists and undisputed music icons that made them famous. Produced by Mark Kibble, a founding member of the legendary a cappella group Take Six and one of Straight No Chaser's primary influences, the album includes unprecedented collaborations with some of popular music's best and brightest, including Phil Collins, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Dolly Parton, Rob Thomas, Seal, and Jason Mraz, as Straight No Chaser puts their distinctive and inimitable spin on songs known and loved the world over. Again, to purchase tickets or for more information about any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. There is still time to catch a performance of Elf the Musical, which is coming up November 15th through the 17th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. To purchase tickets or more information about this performance, you can call them at 919-996-8700. This will take place at the Memorial Auditorium. Elf is the hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bags of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he is actually human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. This modern-day Christmas classic is sure to make everyone embrace their inner elf. The New York Times says that Elf is a splashy, peppy, sugar-sprinkled holiday entertainment. USA Today calls Elf endearingly goofy. Variety proclaims Elf is happy enough for families, savvy enough for city kids, and plenty smart for adults. Based on the beloved 2003 New Line Cinema hit, ELF features songs by Tony Award nominees Matthew Schuyler and Chad Bugelin, with the book by Tony Award winners Thomas Meehan and Bob Martin. The running time for the show is 2 hours and 25 minutes, which includes a 20-minute intermission. You can catch ELF November 15th at 7:30 p.m., November 16th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and November 17th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Goodnight's Comedy Club has Godfrey performing on November 29th at 8 p.m. and another show at 10 p.m. and on November 30th, 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. To purchase tickets or for more information about this performance, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Bernie Mac once told Godfrey, "You're versatile and that's going to go a long way." Upon arrival in New York, Godfrey's first job was a warm-up comedian for The Cosby Show on CBS. After a few years as a working comedian in New York, Godfrey landed several high-profile projects. Ben Stiller cast him to play himself in Zoolander, a performance that has since achieved cult status. Godfrey's other film roles include Johnson Family Vacation, The Cookout with Queen Latifah, Fat Girls starring Oscar award-winning comedian Monique, and Soul Plane alongside Snoop Dogg. Godfrey is perhaps best known for his role as the 7-Up guy in the popular 7-Up national campaign, which lasted 2 years and included Super Bowl commercials. His television work includes BET's Comic View, Bravo's The It Factor, host of MTV's Spring Break, Last Call with Carson Daly, Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen, and his own 30-minute Comedy Central Presents special. In Amsterdam, Godfrey has made repeated TV appearances on The Comedy Factory and Raymond is Lat. He also made a guest appearance on NBC's 30 Rock and can be seen regularly as a talking head on VH1. In addition, Godfrey is fresh off filming an episode of the new Louis C.K. series entitled Louis on FX. In addition to his film and television work, Godfrey is one of the dominant forces on the comedy scene. He is in demand as a headliner at the most prominent comedy clubs across the country, including the Comedy Cellar, Stand Up New York, the Comic Strip, and in L.A., the Laugh Factory and the Improv. Godfrey is also a veteran of the major comedy tours and festivals, including the Lucky Strike Tour in Amsterdam, the Beirut Comedy Tour, the Just for Laughs Comedy Tour in Canada, the Just for Laughs Comedy Tour in Bermuda, all three Just for Laughs Comedy Festivals in Chicago, Toronto, Montreal, and the USO Tour featured on Comedy Central. Again, you can catch Godfrey November 29th at 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. and on November 30th at 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. To purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Got time to read a couple of upcoming performances through Pinecone. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, please contact Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that email address for Doug Pratt is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Pinecone and Tiernanogue co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings or suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session. The session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80 years old. There's a couple of upcoming things also happening through Pinecone. There is an open mic every Monday from 7 p.m. and an acoustic jam every first and third Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. The acoustic picking session of the North Carolina's Songwriters Open Mic is the first Tuesday at 8 p.m. is the sign-up at The Cave, located at 452.5 Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, you can call them at 919-968-9308. Every Monday from 7 to 10 p.m. at Zepp Country Music at 4th East 3rd Street in Wendell. You can call them for more information at 919-365-5189. There is a bluegrass jam the second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, and that's located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. For more information, you can email them at ashort@bellsouth.net. There is a Mudbones Open Blues Jam every Tuesday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, and that's located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, located in Durham, and you can call them for more information at 919-401-1979. We have time to read a couple of upcoming events that are happening. On Sunday, on November 17th, on November 17th at the Popular Night Spot in Aberdeen, North Carolina, MIPSA will be performing. Phone number is 910-944-7502. Wednesday, November 20th, Long Rifle will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-833-8898. Thursday, November 21st, the Carolina Lightning will be at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. Phone number 919-401-1979. And also on Thursday, November 21st, we have Songwriters in the Round at the Arts Center in Carrboro. For more information, you can call them at 919-929-2787. And finally, on Friday, November 22nd, Susan Werner will be at the Carolina Theater in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.